Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show this half hour. Just for you guys up early with us, thank you for being here. It is 5:31. It is Thursday, August 6th, and we are ready to go. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going over there?
Good. Just ready. The weekend is almost here. I had a good night last night. Pretty good. I finally watched Ted Lasso. Did you watch?
No, I told you I don't have my Apple TV.
That's right. That's right.
Because I've been running on anytime I watch Ted Lasso, Shrinking, any Apple TV, I would use different email accounts. So I would get the free,
trial?
Yes, exactly. So James and I would put it in our Google calendar together that's shared. Okay, on August 31st or whatever, it's the Apple TV subscription is done. And we would remind ourselves so that we would keep updating it
and cancel it. That is so funny. I've got a lot of hey, you know what? That's just being smart with your money. I love it. I watched that last night, and man, that is just a feel good show. I told you yesterday, I was just kind of having one of those weeks and months where I was just like kind of feeling down and out. And watching that just brought so much happiness back in my life. It's so crazy that a TV show can do that to you.
I finally watched that Netflix documentary you were talking about, Toxic Love Story.
Oh my gosh.
So you were like, okay, think about the
person. Wait, I was in a good mood. What are you doing?
Sorry, it's okay. I had to bring it up. Did it really put you in a bad mood? Because I just thought it was more intriguing.
It was just weird. It was like, I said before, I'm really pretty good on these documentaries, figuring out like before they reveal what's going to happen. That one caught me so off guard. I was like, what?
So like in the beginning, I kind of already knew. I'm like, oh, it's so-and-so doing all this catfishing, blah, blah, blah. And was I right? Yes. But there was more to it. Like the layers to it. And that's why I thought it was so twisted, because you think it's one person, which you're probably right. And then you end up like, but wait, there's more.
Yeah, it was crazy. Did you watch it all just in one sitting?
I watched it all I did not watch it all in one sitting. I did it in two sittings.
Okay, yeah, that's a two sitting show. Yeah. You need a minute to compose yourself.
Just a little breather. Other than that, we're watching House of Dragons. So the season finale is this Sunday.
Yes,
and
yes.
I really am intrigued by how they're going to end this thing. It's going to be really cool.
Well, like I know what happens only because of Game of Thrones. When they reference the Targaryen family, they say exactly what happens to them. And it's just kind of crazy to see them on that road, like getting there. And it's like, oh man, well, you know this is going to happen. So what's going to happen between then and there? And like, it's really good.
The references of Game of Thrones, like there's little nuggets and Easter eggs that happen. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be a good tie-in.
Yeah, it's a great show. And I'm bummed that that one's coming to an end. But has anyone been watching Big Brother at all? Have you watched it all this season?
I've never seen an episode of Big Brother, but James loves Big Brother.
This season, these people, there's some awful people in this house. I am just so over it. I was trying to watch it last night, and I'm just, there's one character in particular, I don't want to give away any spoilers, that I just think is so mean, and I'm like, wow. I think I may sign out in the middle of the season, because it is just, she is unbearably mean. I'm only seeing the edits. I wonder what happens on the live stream where they don't have a chance to edit it.
This thing isn't scripted? Like, no. It's all real reality TV?
I wish it was scripted. Then I can say, oh, you know, they just told her to say that. Nope. So between that, Ted Lasso, it was like one end to the other last night.
Yeah, that's cool.
But we are ready to go this morning. We've got a lot of cool stuff coming up on the show this morning. We'll talk a little bit more about that, give you a little rundown at 6 o'clock. But let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear?
Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
There's a mom out there right now living every working parent's worst nightmare. Except hers happened on live television in front of thousands of people. Dominique Dillon, she's a morning anchor at Fox 13 in Memphis. She was mid-broadcast back on July 29th and tossing back and forth with a field reporter. And when the camera cut back to her, the field reporter was done, she was gone. And by gone, I mean her eyes were shut. Her head was resting in her hands. She was out cold for a few seconds, but it felt like forever if you watch the clip. Turns out she had been up half the night with her 8-month-old daughter running on fumes, waking up at 1:30 in the morning just to get to the station in time for her 4:30 shift. Her own producers didn't even realize what had happened until the internet did it for them. And a viewer caught it on their TV and posted it. It blew up from there. Her co-anchor, Ernie Freeman, he could not resist giving her a hard time about it, calling her Sleeping Beauty on the air. But what's interesting is that you know how vicious the internet can be, right? Instead of dragging her online about this, people actually showed up for her. The comments section was filled with exhausted moms saying that they've fallen asleep standing up, or they've fallen asleep at stoplights. They've fallen asleep mid-sentence talking to their own kids. So this one is not really about just her. It's about all of us. Have you ever fallen asleep on the job, even for a second? Where were you? What finally snapped you out of it? I could totally relate to what she went through.
Oh, I know, especially those moms out there. And I love how everyone is so sympathizing with her, you know? I used to actually plan my naps at work on the job. And this is why. So I used to work at a radio station in San Diego, and I was the FM board operator. And on Saturdays and Sundays, I would work 5 a.m. to 1 p.m. And like clockwork, the first few hours were so dead. All I would have to do is time out all the stations at the top of the hour to make sure all the commercials hit on time. And there was only one other guy in the building, and that was the AM board operator. So I would set up my pillow and my blanket underneath the board, and I would just set an alarm for the top of the hour. Well, one day, which was so rare, I was mid-nap. The AM board operator comes into my studio to give me a donut.
Oh, no. You got busted.
I got caught. And so I woke up. I'm like, oh. And he goes, oh, my God. I didn't know you were in here. I was just going to leave the donut on the desk. And I was like, I'm so sorry. He goes, don't worry. I won't tell anybody.
Oh, he's probably done the same thing before,
yes,
honestly.
Exactly.
Never here at work, but like after work, this is like scary. Like I've been at a red light and then I do feel myself dozing off. Like I feel my head bobbing and my eyes getting heavy. And then I'll be like, I'm just going to close my eyes for 1 second. And while the light is red, and you know how long these lights can be here. So that could be a good 5 minutes. I was like, I'm going to close my eyes for 1 second. And then all of a sudden I hear, and I was like, oh my gosh. And I was like, gosh, I should not be driving right now. Roll down all my windows, blast the AC, turn on the radio, like make myself sing out loud because I have just been so exhausted.
I feel you. Like it's kind of dangerous, but almost all the time after leaving work, I just hit a wall.
Yeah.
And I'm always doing like, sometimes I go, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Like things like to wake me up while driving.
I will have to like sing songs out loud to force me to just like stay awake. And this is like with kids, without kids. I felt it. And you guys, you are too. We're getting some texts here. This one says, I fell asleep during a work Zoom call once and my camera was on. Woke up to my boss saying my name 3 times. Okay, that's embarrassing. But I could see like you're in the comfort of your own home and you're like happy and then all of a sudden you're like, oops.
So yeah, I can't work from home for those reasons.
Yeah, this one says, for Marcus, long haul trucker here, pulled into a rest stop, closed my eyes for what I thought was 2 minutes. It was 50. Oh man, almost a full hour you got. Well, that was good. You probably needed it. This one says, I work nights at a hospital, fell asleep charting standing up at the nurse's station. My coworkers caught me before I face planted into the desk.
Oh my.
How can you fall asleep standing up? You must be really tired and have a really strong core.
Yes.
If you're able to do that.
And legs.
That is impressive. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is so good to have you here. It is Thursday, August 6th, 6:03. The weekend is almost here. So happy. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. I feel like it is like a Thursday. You know, you're like, does it feel like a Thursday? I feel like it's a Thursday. Like almost there, yeah. But not there yet.
Do you have anything planned for this weekend? Anything fun?
James and I are cleaning this weekend. It's a cleaning weekend. It's getting a little filthy. It's getting a little dusty.
I'm with you. We're not like filthy or dusty, but we're cluttery. And like, there's stuff all over our countertops, like from our trip that we still haven't put away. And like, up in my room, like I need to go through my clothes. I need to get rid of stuff. I have so much stuff I don't wear anymore. I need to get rid of it. And it's just making yourself do it is the thing. Mm-hmm. So maybe you'll inspire me to do something this weekend.
Yes, deep clean. We're in this together.
That's really good that you guys, like, you plan that. Because usually it's just spur of the moment for me. I see something, I'm like, okay, now I get in this cleaning kick and then I start going for it.
Oh, I need to mentally prepare. I'm like, okay, I'm deep cleaning the shower. I need to mentally prepare to clean the shower.
So yesterday at this time, you brought something up on the show, and this is really cool. You definitely want to be listening this morning because we have some updates on something that we brought up yesterday. There was this video that has gone viral that was posted by the username of Tallywood, and it was a woman driving here locally in her car just belting out Drops of Jupiter by Train. And you love this video. You're like, who is this woman? I want to find her. And you got some updates. What's going on?
We found her, and it was because of Tallywood. So Tallywood and put me into a group chat on Instagram, was like, hey Steph, I want to introduce you to Amber. Amber is the girl in the video that we've been trying to look for. And I was like, oh my gosh, Amber's like, it's me, hi. And I was like, let's jump on a call to make sure it's her. And she's telling me the cross streets. She's telling me how the song even came up on her playlist. She's talking about tattoos and the car and everything. I'm like, this girl's legit. It has to be her. So we found her and I'm so excited.
That is awesome. So she's going to be on the show later on, right?
Tallywood and her are going to be joining the show today at 8 a.m. They're going to talk about their experience, how it all went down, how Amber saw herself on social media and all of that stuff.
That is so great. I was just looking at the video and she's just so happy. Like, that's the thing. Just seeing like pure joy, someone singing that song. And it's funny because I was getting ready this morning and the song was on the radio station. And I was like, this station was the train station. This station was the one that played it. We've had Pat Monahan on the show several times. They played many of our shows, and it's just it's so great to see like a classic like this continue to live on and be a song that people love so much.
And so I'm doing some more work, and hopefully we can try and get Pat Monahan on the show. No guarantees because they're on tour right now, but I think it'd be so cool if Amber and Pat Monahan came onto the show and talk to each other.
Well, that would be a cool surprise, but let's don't tell her that.
We'll keep our mouths shut.
Everybody be quiet about that. You got my contact that I gave you, right?
Oh, yes. I have your contact that you gave me. Hopefully they can figure something out.
We'll see if it works out. So, yeah, a little update for you on that. I thought that was really, really cool. So, 8 o'clock this morning, we will be talking to her about how this all went down and what she's feeling about that. It's so funny. So, make sure you stick around for that. And make sure you just stick around for the whole show, because at 7 o'clock this morning, we are going to hook you up with some tickets to see Charlie XCX. We've got a pair to give away with Beat Mercedes. Guess the song and artist faster than I can, and those tickets are yours. 7:30, we have more Legoland passes for you. Legoland, California, we want to send you with a family 4-pack of tickets, and we'll do that with the Mega Minute. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. Celebrities are getting their turn in the blind auditions, but will the coaches recognize them before they hit the button? The major changes coming to The Voice next spring. We have details coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
The Voice is trending this morning. They are about to answer a question nobody asked, but everyone will watch. Which celebrities are secretly amazing singers and which ones have been getting lied to by their friends for all these years? NBC is officially doing The Voice Celebrity, where actors, athletes, influencers, comedians, reality stars, and musicians are all going to compete instead of undiscovered singers. Mm. Yeah, I think this could be kind of cool. Joe Jonas, he is making his coaching debut alongside Queen Latifah and Riley Green, which is an interesting lineup. You have pop, you've got hip hop, you've got country covered, but there's only three coaches this time instead of the usual four.
Right.
So they're going to have that. I'm so excited about the host. Now, Carson Daly is not going to be hosting this. Kiki Palmer is going to host.
I love Kiki.
She is one of my favorite celebrities. Like, if you ask me if you could be friends with any celebrity, I think I would pick her. Oh, she is awesome.
Her energy is the
best. Oh, I just love her. So
authentic and raw.
Yeah, and just funny. Like, she's so witty. I just love her. So she's going to be taking over as host for the celebrity season. It feels like the perfect job for her. And before anyone starts freaking out, Carson Daly, he didn't get fired. He's just going to produce the celebrity edition. He still hosts the regular version of The Voice. They're also adding voice boot camp to this. So we get to see the celebrities actually preparing for the blind audition. So that might be kind of cool. Some little behind the scenes footage, and then there's a VIP room where they watch each other perform, plus workroom where they rehearse and strategize before the battles. Now, I need NBC to reveal the contestants before, you know, the cast will make or break this whole thing. I really think it's important. I want people whose singing voices would shock us. You know, give me an athlete or a comedian or an actor that you had no idea was hiding these really good vocals. That's what I want to hear.
I love it because it's kind of like a twist of Dancing with the Stars, but with vocals and blind reactions. And I'm so excited. That's my favorite part, is when they actually, the judges choose you and then they turn around. That's going to be an iconic moment, especially if they know each other. Oh, I'm excited for this.
This will be fun. We don't need a lineup filled with celebrities who already have recording contracts. We want to put someone up there who has, you know, only been performing at karaoke night and family weddings. That's what we want to see. So The Voice Celebrity premieres next spring. I already know half the fun's going to be trying to recognize the celebrity before the coach turns around, but it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, and that is what's trending.
Mix 94.1, home of Mercedes in the Morning.
Are you secretly relieved school is starting back up this next week? But are you also drowning in guilt about it a little? Because that's basically the entire parent population right now, according to this survey that just confirmed what a lot of us kind of knew deep down. Over half of parents, 57%, admit they are relieved that their kids are headed back to school. And in that same breath, they feel guilty for feeling relieved about it. Like, the relief comes with the sight of shame, you know, that you didn't order. And it doesn't stop there. The survey also asked parents, and man, we are absolutely brutal to ourselves if we're parents. 78% say that they're their own harshest critics when it comes to parenting. Moms and dads are lying awake, wondering if they're doing enough, feeling guilty for losing their patience during the morning shoe hunt, you know, when it's time to go to school, worried they're not giving their kids enough attention because work exists and bills are due. And here's the one that got me. 40% of parents say they've put their own mental health on hold completely just to hold the family together. Like, we'll give our kids a pep talk, you know, five times a week, but we can't give ourselves a pep talk. And then there's good stuff mixed in here too. Parents are excited for their kids' new adventures, hopeful about the year ahead, confident that their kid's ready for it. But it just shows, the part that stuck with me is how many parents are trying to do this without any backup, you know? It's just them against the world, really.
Yeah. How are you feeling? Your daughter is going to be a senior in high school.
I know. I think I'm the opposite of relieved, because She starts her senior year. I've kind of been dreading it since the last day of school let out, and everyone is like saying, you know, enjoy it. It goes by so fast. And I'm like, I know. I want to scream, but like, I don't know. It doesn't make it hurt any less. This is the last first day of school I'm going to have, you know?
What? That is crazy.
There's no first day of school after this one. No more backpacks by the door. No more first day outfits. No more, you know, me hovering in the kitchen pretending not to watch the clock. Like, when is she going to get home from school? Like, she rolls her eyes at me half the time lately, but it always tells me I'm being too much. But hey, you know, I'm a parent. I'm just trying to hold on to every single one of those moments before they're gone, you know?
I can't believe she's going to be a senior.
Yeah, I keep telling myself I'm not sad, I'm just busy, or I'm just tired, like anything to kind of distract me from it. But yeah, if you've got a kid heading into their last year of anything, how are you dealing with it? Are you excited for the kids to go back? Are you kind of like, finally, oh my gosh, it's a lot when they're at home. 702-364-9400. This one from Mark says, I put 4th kids through school here. Thank God I'm done. Yeah, I think a lot of people feel that relief too. Let's talk to Christy. Christy, good morning. What do you think?
I'm just feeling your feelings. My daughter's a senior this year, and my heart is like crushed.
You know what?
I wake up in the morning and I'm like crying and smiling all at the same time.
It's so mixed. I'm so glad you understand like how I'm feeling, Christy, because it's like, you know, there, I keep seeing all these TikToks on like, oh, that's the class of 27. So every, on the 27th of every month, you're supposed to buy them a gift for their last year of school. And I'm like, we are? I didn't do that for my other one. I didn't know about that. Unless they're like, you know, moms, hang in there. You're going to be okay. It's just like, I don't know whether to laugh or cry.
Now I'm going to go on my calendar and mark every 27th of the month.
it's all, you know what? Give me your, if you're on social media, reach out to me. I'll send you all the TikToks I've saved on what you're supposed to do for your senior this year. Like there's a whole thing. Like my oldest, she wasn't into all that stuff. She was like, let me get my diploma. Let me get out of here. This one, she is like, senior sunrise this and blah, 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 this and the 27th of this. And like, we got to do this and like senior pictures this. And I'm like, huh? Well, I didn't do this for your sister.
Your daughters are literally the opposite. It's funny because wasn't your daughter was like, I do want to go to the BTS concert, but it's also the same day as my graduation.
Oh, she skipped one of her graduations to go to a concert. Like, she didn't care. My other one, she's all about like experiencing everything, which I respect. And I think it's great. Like, but I'm just, this is kind of new to me. I didn't know about any of this stuff. Jessica just texted, said, I cried the first day of kindergarten and then did a happy dance in the car. Both can be true. This says zero guilt. I will be doing cartwheels in the driveway when they go off to school. Let's talk to Danya. Danya, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your feelings about going back to school?
I have bold feelings because I'm a teacher.
Oh, wow. Okay, so kind of like a mixed reaction, huh?
Yes. I'm relieved because I have a 10-year-old daughter. She's in her last elementary school year.
That's
and then I'm a teacher, so I might be getting those from parents who are also relieved.
Yeah. What year do you teach?
I teach autism.
Oh, you teach autism. Oh, wow. So that's amazing because I know I have a lot of friends that have kids in the autism classes, the special education classes, and what you guys do is just absolutely phenomenal. But you're with your 10-year-old, are you experiencing any like sadness because this is the end of elementary for you?
Oh yes, and I'm letting her go to it late because it's the last week.
Letting her go.
Enjoying.
Oh, that's good. Okay, so she gets a little time away from mom. You guys can what does it say? Absence makes the heart grow fonder, right?
Yes.
So get that little away time. Thank you, Danya, for what you do, and thanks to all the teachers. I know you guys are already in your classrooms. getting set for the upcoming school year. But yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Isn't your son the last year of elementary school too?
Fourth grade. He'll be fourth grade on Monday.
You'll have a good couple more years.
Yeah, you're okay. Ashley says, I love my kids and I also love silence. So that works too.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
New York City just got crowned the most attractive city on the planet. And before you start typing in your Las Vegas defense here, hear me out, because this list is very interesting. The Global Tourism City Attractiveness Index went through 200 cities, millions of social media posts, and 14 languages to figure out which places make visitors fall in love, not just visit. So like, have you ever gone to a city and you're like, I am in love. I love this place. Ooh, I want to live here. You know, and that's where New York City took the top spot. Paris came in second. Then after that, it was Osaka, Japan, Kyoto, Japan, and Seoul, South Korea. They rounded out the top five cities that people fall in love with. London, Rome, Bangkok, Okinawa, and Chicago finished out the top 10. The wildest part was that the U.S. landed 16 cities in the top 50, way more than any other country on earth. So somewhere out there, you know, our country is a place that a lot of people like to visit. There are a lot of fans of some of the cities here. Have you ever been to a city where you're like, oh, I want to live here. This place is amazing.
Miami. I loved Miami.
Oh, wow. And I did not expect that.
Honestly, being in Miami, I think it's also because like James and I were also first falling in love with each other. So it was our first trip together. And I think that's like, oh my gosh, we're in Miami for the first time. There's beautiful people here and just the scenery of South Beach. So I think Miami is mine.
When I went to Miami, I just had such a hard time with the humidity and the bugs there that I could not fall in love with it at all.
What time of the year did you go?
It was in the summer. Yeah, like the peak humid. It was like the worst possible time to go, probably. Maybe I go in a different time.
End of September is when we went.
Oh, yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Also this morning, I guess the secret to peak happiness is not a number on your paycheck. It is a number on your birthday. And that number is 47. A new survey found that that is the age where people report feeling the fittest, the happiest, and the most confident they've ever been. And it's not about looking better. It's about finally understanding your own body and kind of shifting the focus off of your appearance and onto how you actually feel. People in their late 40s say they're eating better, they're partying less, they're paying attention to what their body is telling them instead of what the mirror is telling them. So if you're staring down 47, the universe has a surprise party planned for you. You're finally going to feel like you got it all figured out.
47, really?
I think that that's like encouraging too. I think like the 40s are great, better than the 30s.
And what?
Oh, 100%. 100%. Like the 30s, you're a little bit better than your 20s where you're starting to get it figured out. But I feel like your 40s is like where it all meshes together. The confidence, the smarts, the experience. You still have the health. Like, I think the 40s are better than the 30s.
What do you think of the 30s, Ramon? We're both in our mid-30s.
I like it so far. No debate.
No debate? I think it could be... I feel like I'm still missing a lot in life. Like, I still feel like I need to have kids. I still need to buy a house. And maybe because of just how the economy is, I think 40s, I could see being a little bit more satisfied.
Yeah, I think that's where you really, like, fight. You know how you still question yourself sometimes?
Yes.
You're not going to do that as much anymore.
Okay, good to know. Well, there's something to look forward to.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel. Finally, this morning, if you've ever wondered why making friends as an adult feels like a part-time job, it's because it basically is one. New research says it takes somewhere between 40 and 60 hours together to just become casual friends with someone. 80 to 100 hours to actually call someone your friend. And if you want a real deep, tell you everything, ride or die kind of friendship, you're looking at more than 200 hours logged together.
Oh my God, that sounds so much work.
Yeah, that number came from tracking people who just moved somewhere new and college freshmen meeting strangers for the first time. Experts say the trick is showing up in the same places again and again and starting small conversations and actually listening instead of trying to be impressive, you know, with bragging all the time. It's hard to go back and look at like your best friend and how many hours you actually logged with them. But if you look back and you say, okay, we did spend a lot of time getting to know each other, or was it just like, boom, right away, we knew we were going to be friends?
You know what? With my best friend Jessica and I, we worked together. So we spent a lot of time together, but honestly, it was an instant connection. We knew right away, we're like, oh, we're going to be very close. So that was kind of like between her and I.
Yeah, sometimes you just get that like sense. Like, or someone will say one thing and you look at them and you're like, you like that too? And then all of a sudden you know you're going to be friends for
life.
Did we
just become best friends?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. 4.1, it's Mercedes in the morning and it is time for Jerk or Justified. If you ever have a situation you want us to discuss, you want some insight on, let us know. We love to hear from you. All you have to do is reach out on social media, Mercedes in the AM. You can send us your DM or you can simply send us an email through our website, mix941.fm. All right. This one is from Ronnie this morning. Let me grab it here. Ronnie says, hey guys, I'm Ronnie. I just wanted to email you for Jerk or Justified. I want to get your opinion on something my fiance asked me to do, but I just couldn't do it. It was throwing out a gift my ex gave me years ago that I really love and don't want to throw out. It's so silly, but it's an autographed t-shirt from Eminem.
Ooh,
okay.
Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. It says, she went to an Eminem concert and we were supposed to go together, but I got really sick, so I insisted she go with a friend. She won an autographed t-shirt and gave it to me. I never wore the shirt. It's just sat in a box for the years. We broke up 3 years ago and now I'm engaged and my fiance and I are moving in together. And she found the box and asked me to get rid of it. I told her I would, but just couldn't do it. I gave it to my mother, and she said she'd store it in the attic.
Oh, my. Sorry.
Am I a jerk for not throwing out the box, or is she being unreasonable asking me to throw it out? I mean, who cares? We're getting married, and my ex is married. It's all in the past. Jerk or justified? Help. Thank you from Ronnie. What do you clearly have some opinions on this. What do you think?
I'm trying to bite my tongue, Mercedes, but dude, get rid of the box. Like, okay, there's a difference between a box of your ex's things and the shirt, okay? The shirt is so valid. Like, oh my God, it's a signed autographed shirt from Eminem. But if you have a box of things from your ex, clearly you're not letting go of something from that past. So I think you're a jerk for not letting go of the box.
What did I miss something that there was a box? I didn't get like a box. I
she
just
found
got
the box and asked me
the box
to get
with
rid
the
of.
Autographed t-shirt.
Okay, so it's just the shirt in it?
That's how I took it. Okay. But maybe I'm missing it. Maybe I'm not reading it correctly.
If it's just the shirt, then that's a different story. But it's a box of their ex's things, then you need to get rid of it. Because James and I went through this situation when we first started dating. He had a mini fridge from his ex-girlfriend and it had Kobe Bryant on it, and I'm like, dude, the thing doesn't even work anymore, get rid of it. So that's where I'm coming from. It's different though because it's an Eminem shirt, but if it's a box of things, get rid of the box.
Yeah, I didn't take it that way, but how did you guys take it? Maybe I'm missing out on it. 702-364-9400. The way I see it, I mean, it's like you didn't lie to her. You just relocated it, right? You just sent it to a new home. And so it's now with your mom. And so, you know, your mom's attic's going to take care of it. And I don't know. It's a piece of memorabilia. But then if she ever finds it somewhere down the line, then that could be messy. So I don't know. I think your reasoning holds up. I think it's, you know, it's all in the past. You married someone new. It's not like pictures of you and your ex or her old sweatshirt that smells like her. It's an autographed M&M t-shirt. Like, that's a cool thing to keep. I'm surprised she wouldn't want you to keep something like that. Yeah. That to me is a little bit of a red flag. Like, you would make me get rid of this just because you didn't like the person that got it for me? If it was, you know, a love letter or something, I could even see that. But what do you guys think? Let's take your calls. Jay, hey, good morning. Jerk or justified? What do you think?
Hey, good morning. I think it's justified that he kept the box over at his mom's house. It doesn't have any other item. The way I understood it, it didn't have any other item besides the t-shirt. So I think it's pretty cool to keep something like an autographed t-shirt from Eminem.
Yeah.
At someone else's house. He checked all the boxes that his fiance or wife or whatever it was requested of him.
What, maybe that's something. Does anyone know? Can someone check eBay, see what an autographed Eminem t-shirt goes for?
Depending on the year, too. Like, if it's from the 90s, that thing's probably going to be worth
a lot of money. Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, I agree with you, Jay. Thanks for calling. Let's talk to Michaela. Michaela, jerk or justified? What do you think?
I think it's a little bit of both, to be honest. Like, you shouldn't take it to your mom's house. Like, if you like the t-shirt, then you should keep it. Like, I don't know, be proud of it in a way, but it's kind of justified because it's just a t-shirt. You know, it can't get upset over a t-shirt. If it was a box of things, I agree, but it's just a t-shirt.
Yeah, I agree with you. The only thing that rubs me the wrong way is that he's being sneaky about it, and sneakiness can be taken as lying, and that's not how you want to start your engagement. Yeah. Like, that's a thing. I think you need to have a heart-to-heart at some point and say, hey, I'm keeping this. It's memorabilia. What do you think, Sandra? Jerk or justified?
Justified. It's Slim Shady. The one and only Eminem. I mean,
oh. You gotta love Slim Shady. Like, how could you throw that away?
Never.
That, have you ever had something like that where it was from an ex, and would you get rid of it or did you hang on to it?
I don't have anything from an ex, but if I ever got anything from Sylvester Stallone, who's my favorite, there is no way I would ever get rid of that for anybody.
You're sorry. I love you, but I'm keeping Rocky's memorabilia. Amy, good morning. Jerk or justified? What do you think?
I think it's completely justified as long as it's the shirt, and if she's insistent on getting rid of the shirt, then I will be more than happy because I am a huge Eminem fan to take the shirt, frame it, and put it on my wall.
Yeah, that's the thing. You have so many friends, Ronnie, listening right now that would be happy to take that off of your hands if that's the case, if that's what you want to do. You know what, Amy? We're going to take your number in case he reaches out. We're getting some texts here. This one says, both are jerks. She shouldn't have made him get rid of the shirt, but he shouldn't lie and hide the shirt when he said he'd throw it away. This one says, keep the shirt. She's got to suck it up. Justified, let's grow up, please. And then this one says, unless the current had issues with the ex, there should be no issue. She wasn't part of that chapter. You don't get to start a whole new book, a new chapter, and hopefully an ending. When you got rid of the refrigerator, like, did it bother you just because it belonged to her, or like, what was the whole reason on the refrigerator? Because that seems like the least romantic thing ever.
Because it reminded, every time I looked at it, it reminded me of her.
Like, because she looked like a refrigerator,
she
or what?
Just like Kobe Bryant.
Oh,
with her afro. And no, it's just like, oh, he gave that to her, or she gave that to him. And it was like 8 years ago. It's just me being petty. That's all.
What do you think about just like any gifts from the ex? Should they all go, or does it depend on the gift?
It depends on the gift, I would say.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Some of the other texts coming in. Come on, man. This is Eminem. What are you doing? You shouldn't have to ask for permission. Red flags all around. This one says, I think she is the one being a jerk. And if you're dealing with this before you get married, imagine what you're going to deal with when you do get married. I don't think we should like completely, you know, cut her out at this point. But dang, it sounds like she doesn't like Eminem.
Do you think Jackie would be upset over something like this?
No, no. Like you said, it depends on the gift. Like my Jackie's ex gave her a mattress. What was I going to say? Get rid of the mattress and sleep on the floor?
Yeah, that's it's hard to justify when they're using something. So I don't know. I'm sorry, Ronnie. Please keep us posted. Let us know what you plan on doing. We have a lot of people that are willing to take that shirt off your hands if you don't want it. So keep that in mind. All right, let's do it. It is time to win. It is time for the Mega Minute. Caller 20 right now at 702-364-9400. We've got your tickets to Legoland. Legoland, California will get you a family four-pack of tickets plus water park hopper tickets to visit the Legoland Festival happening through August 30th. All you have to do is answer 10 questions in 60 seconds. You get them all correct in that time and you are going to Legoland. We had a winner this week. We'd love to get another one. So let's do this right now. Caller 20, you get to play the Mega Minute. Our number is 702-364-9400. Good luck. It's Mix 94.1.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Jessica, you're caller 20. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What's going on? What are you up to this morning?
Oh, you know, just getting the kids to and from.
Oh, I hear you. Yeah, it's that time of the morning. Well, let's do this. Let's get you some tickets so you can take them to Legoland, a four-pack of tickets right now if you conquer the Mega Minute. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you answer them all correct in that time, you are going. Are the kids going to help you out here on the Mega Minute?
They can, yeah.
Okay, well, just tell them to shout out the answer loud if they know it, okay?
Okay,
let's do this.
All right, guys, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Which Sesame Street character lives in a garbage can?
Oscar?
Yes. What sport do they play in the show Ted Lasso?
Pass.
If you're at Harry Reid Airport, what city are you in?
Las Vegas.
Yes, Aspen is a city in which U.S. state?
Colorado.
Yes, Pat Monahan is the lead singer for which band? Are you there? Pat Monahan is the lead singer for which band?
Pass.
In regards to politics, what does NATO stand for?
Pass.
The iconic Shakespeare Globe Theater is located in which city?
Utah?
No. Today is Thursday. What day is it 9 days from now?
Saturday.
Yes. In 1996, which rapper was fatally shot at the intersection of Flamingo and Koval? Oh. That would be Tupac. Oh, man. Yeah. I'm sorry. It sounded like we had some connection issues, too. It not going to lie. I think maybe she told me to pass and it just cut out. So I'm so sorry, Jessica, that it didn't work out. Let's go over some of these questions you passed on. I loved your kids coming in clutch on the Oscar the Grouch one.
Yes, I heard the yell.
At the very beginning. That was awesome. What sport do they play in the TV show Ted Lasso? That is soccer. Or we would have accepted football. Pat Monahan is the lead singer for which band? That is Train. In regards to politics, what does NATO stand for? That is the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. The iconic Shakespeare Globe Theater is located in which city? That is in London. And then, yeah, we just got to that Tupac question at the very end. Didn't get a chance to finish it. And I am so sorry, Jessica, you did not conquer the Mega Minute, but you can still win the tickets because caller 20, they are yours. A four pack of tickets to Legoland, California, along with water park hopper tickets to visit the Legoland Festival happening through August 30th. Who wants them? Caller 20 gets them. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Have you ever found yourself face to face with some sort of a dangerous animal? Well, if you're in Nevada, there is one that is most likely to cross your path more than any other. This new list came out of, it's a breakdown from the World Population Review, and they have said the official most dangerous animal in every state, okay? They went state by state, all 50, and some of these are terrifying. Some of them are hilarious. Coyotes are the top threat in Illinois, Minnesota, New Jersey, and Utah. If you're in Colorado, Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont, you better look out for moose. Moose are coming to get you.
Oh, wow.
There's a whole lineup of bears, black bears, grizzly bears, regular bears, very committed to their regional territories. And then you get to Nevada. You want to take a guess? The most dangerous animal here in Nevada?
Is it an insect?
Scorpion.
Scorpion?
No.
Really?
No.
Is it a... It's a desert animal, obviously.
I'll give you a hint.
Snake.
Which kind?
Rattlesnake.
Which kind?
What? There's
Mojave rattlesnake.
Oh, okay. The Mojave Desert.
The Mojave rattlesnake is the official most dangerous animal in the state, according to this breakdown. Just going through some of the other ones, though. Alaska's most dangerous animal is dogs.
What?
New York's mosquitoes.
I would have guessed rat.
I know, I would have guessed rat as well.
Oh, I love
mosquitoes
it.
Mosquitoes in the... Oh, yeah, the humidity. Okay.
But somewhere in Anchorage, there's this golden retriever, like, living its best life, being the top predator in the state. That is hilarious.
I wonder if there's stray dogs in Alaska.
There probably are. I think there's wild dogs out there.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I don't think... I really am thinking of a chihuahua.
Also this morning, a new study out of Finland followed babies through their first year of life. And speaking of dogs, the ones that grew up in dog-owning homes got sick noticeably less. Fewer fevers, fewer respiratory infections, fewer trips to the doctor for antibiotics. And researchers think it comes down to the dust in these homes, specifically a bacteria called Pasteurella that shows up more in dog households, and it seems to give a baby's immune system a head start. Now, they're careful to say it's not proof. It's just a strong connection right now. So nobody go adopt a puppy purely as a medical decision here. But if you already have a dog and a baby under one roof, this is a nice little thing to know that maybe, hey, there's some fur on the floor, yes, of course, but it could be helping your baby's immune system at the same time.
Like good bacteria, I heard, is good for the babies,
yeah.
Right? Like they're all good, you know, it's just a little cold, and then it builds up their immune system.
But sometimes, like, you catch them with the dog, and, like, you see them, like, licking each other, and you're like, oh, my gosh, this is not a good idea.
Is that what happened with your dog and your daughters?
Well, like, the dogs loved the girls so much, and that, you know, one of them would just be sitting there on the floor, just, like, in their little boppy, hanging out, and then the dog would just come up and just start licking her face just all over, and there's part of me that's like... should I stop this? I mean, they both are enjoying it, but I just let it go. But they didn't get sick very often, so I wonder if there's something to it.
See, I do, the what gets my heart are babies and dogs together.
They love each other,
like them growing up together. Stop!
I know.
Mama's gonna be 10 years old. He's like, God, what is this?
Like, get this kid out of here. Finally, this morning, speaking of babies, the Social Security Administration just dropped its list of baby names for 2025. And Olivia and Liam, they're still holding the crowns for the 7th and 9th years running top baby names. It's the bottom of the list, though, that I think deserves the spotlight. Real names given to real babies last year. I don't want to make fun of these, but I'm just like, oh, wow. Okay. So some of the girl names on the list: Tsunami, Maybelline. maybe she's born with it.
Stop.
Eureka, Infant Girl.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Poem, Aloe, Jinx, Luxury.
Oh,
those are some of the girls' names. For the boys, we've got Papa.
He's gotta be
Big Papa.
Gosh.
You can call him Big.
He's Little Papa.
Little Papa. Okay.
Rooster. Ramon, this ties into your son's name. The name Three.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Because you name him what? What's his nickname?
Four. He's Ramon the Fourth.
Oh, so
but you guys
Four.
Just call him Four. I took me forever to figure out why you kept calling him Four. I'm like, why?
Oh, really?
I thought maybe because he was 4 years old. I'm like, I think he's older than Four. Why did you call him Four?
Four.
Five and six.
Demon. Someone named their boy.
No. Come on. No.
Billion. And my favorite. Howdy.
I'm so like cool with Papa.
Are they at least spelled the correct way?
They're all spelled the correct way. I mean, there's so many others. Anchor, Chaos, Tarzan.
Who thought of Jinx, by the way? Oh, Jinx. I'm going to name my girl Jinx.
Then you say it at the same time. Jinx. And you owe them a coat. Okay, now, sometimes you're just driving down the roads here in Las Vegas, you're minding your own business, radio on, and suddenly you drive straight into a moment that's so good, you got to pull out your phone. And that's exactly what happened to our friend that is on the phone this morning. Hey, Tal, what's going on?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, this is Tal Cooperman, everyone. He is the CMO at Thrill Sports. And thanks for coming on this morning. You created a piece of content on social media that I just really brought a smile to a lot of people's faces. Talk to us. What happened?
I was having one of those like Sundays where I was just kind of like down. I don't know why, but I have no reason. But I pulled up to the light with my wife and I looked to the left and I see this person, this amazing human, just fully rocking out in her car. And it just made me and my wife like not laugh because we were making fun. It was just like it cheered us up. It was just so good. Sometimes music just does that to people, and I know everyone can relate. And I saw her just vibing out, and I was just so happy for her, and she just made my day after that.
Now, if you missed the video, we're going to repost Tal's video. It's so great. Or you can go to his Instagram, Tallywood, at Tallywood. The woman was full on singing, living her best life to this song. Drops of Jupiter by Train, which I feel like is a Mix 94.1 anthem. And you were trying to get her attention, weren't you, Tal? And she just wasn't having it.
She was not having it. She wasn't even turning it. I was loving all of it. I even like was like, oh, maybe I don't want her to catch me at the same time. So I took my window back up, but then I was like, nope, I got to grab all of it. And I took the window back down.
So we were on the hunt. We wanted to find this beautiful person who just brought so much joy to all of us. And we put out the call yesterday. I know you yourself were putting out the call. Did we get anywhere in this situation?
We did. I reached out to a bunch of local friends of mine, my friend Heather. You know, Train even reached out to me. Like, it was kind of crazy. Like, it was a lot. And then, like, 48 hours went by, and this beautiful human named Amber hits me up, and she's like, I'm your girl. And I was like, oh, my God, you really are. You really are that. You're the girl. You're the legend.
That is it. I love it. Tal, I'm so glad you captured that moment for us to see. And it is just, you're right. It just brought a smile to your face. And with so much heavy stuff going on right now, it's just nice to see stuff like that on social media. And the cool thing is we have Amber on the phone right now.
Oh, my God.
We have the queen. The queen of Train, the train conductor, if you will, on the phone. Tal, you're the best. Thank you so much. Hang on, because coming up, we are going to talk to the legend that is Amber. We are going to find out like where her mind was, how big of a fan of Train is, and what's next, possibly. That right after Gracie Abrams. It's Mix 94.1. Okay, if you are just joining us, we've got something really fun happening right now. We were just talking to our friend Tal Cooperman. He was driving around with his wife the other day when he spotted a woman in another car singing her absolute heart out to this song, Drops of Jupiter by Train. He recorded it. He posted it. It went everywhere. People trying to figure out who is this woman, including the group Train, and we have her. We found her. Her name is Amber. Amber, good morning.
Good morning. It's me.
It's me, Amber. Oh my goodness, Amber. Now, did you think this time last week that you would be a local celebrity after just enjoying some music in your car?
Definitely not. I mean, random trip back from a grocery store.
Did you have any idea that you were being filmed at that point?
Yes. So in my rocking and bopping around, I had actually like caught that the window had been rolled down and I had seen the phone up and I just went, you know what? This is either going to be the, like, there's a random stranger who is either going to be laughing at me or laughing with me, and I either make someone's day, but it's probably not really going to impact my life one way or another.
And look at it impacting your life now. What's your history with Drops of Jupiter? Does the song mean something specific to you, or do you just, was it just what was on at the time?
It happened to be what was on at the time, but it was part of listening to a nostalgic mix. Been a little bit stressed lately. Went back to the music that I used to listen to with my parents while I was growing up, rocking out late at night, you know, trying to stump each other. Oh, can you guess what my music is?
When did you first find out that the video of you existed and that people were actually looking for you?
So that happened in like 3.2 seconds after finding out. So I found out Tuesday evening, and like several minutes after that, like I ended up messaging Callie on his original account and was just like, hey, that was me. Hi, I'm me.
So what, I mean, if Train themselves, you saw Train, they commented on that. What would you want to say to Train if they were listening right now?
Hi.
Oh, I love
Thanks for making childhood and life great. I mean, songs are what brings people together and can definitely cross generations. I mean, I'm only in my early 30s, so.
That is amazing. I love it, Amber. I love Tal for sharing that moment with us. We do want to let you know that we have reached out to our friends over at Train and their management. Obviously, they're very aware of the video. And we're hoping at some point we can jump on a little Zoom or maybe a conference call just to talk about your singing skills.
Oh, all right.
I love Amber because she has her windows rolled down in the middle of this Vegas heat singing. Is your air conditioning working or is that just a choice?
Oh, no, that's 100% like max AC full blasting. That's how you don't die at stoplights. When you're going 265 down the highway, it's completely fine. Two windows down, 65 miles an hour, that's called natural AC.
I love it.
My grandpa.
Wow.
Amber, you are the best. I'm hoping that we will talk to you again very soon. And Tal, you found a little firecracker for us to meet here in Las Vegas.
I love it.
Thank you for sharing that moment with us. That was so fun. I'm really excited to see maybe what happens here. But Pat is very aware.
Oh, yes. Their team is aware.
And Pat is worried that you're coming for his job.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, Lisa, your caller 20. Good morning.
Yay, hello.
Hi, are you ready to play Heads Up?
Yeah.
Okay, we've got these tickets for you to see Neo and Akon, plus tickets into our Odyssey Sound Space. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Barbie Dreamhouse or Roll With It?
Barbie Dreamhouse.
Okay, perfect. National Doll Day was on Monday, so these are all things that are associated with dolls, toys, that kind of stuff, okay?
Okay.
Six and 60 is all we need. Are you ready to do this?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
All right, guys, your 60 seconds starts now.
These are little blocks that you connect together to build things.
Magnet tiles?
No, like you step on them and they really hurt your feet.
Oh, Lego.
Yes. This is Barbie's boyfriend. His name is?
Ken.
Yes. This is a type of doll with really big eyes and big lips. Yes, this is a toy that's a real American hero. He is in the army. Yes, this is a toy that is on a string and you throw it down and then it comes back up and then down and then back up. Let's pass. This is a toy. It's made out of like wire or plastic and it goes down the stairs at like one. Two.
Slinky.
Yes. This is a red thing with two knobs and you draw pictures on it.
Etch-a-Sketch.
Yes! Lisa coming through at the last second. Nice job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You are going to see Neo and Akon. Got those tickets for that show. It's hard to believe, but summer is going to be wrapping up here, and the New York Times, they just dropped their shortlist for the 2026 Song of the Summer. And it's an interesting list. Honestly, I feel like you got a little bit of everything in that, and I think there's some that I agree with, some not so much. If you had to put in your vote for the Song of the Summer right now, what would you pick? 702-364-9400. You wanna go down some of these songs here?
Yes, I've been looking forward to this.
Okay,
list.
Now this list I definitely can see as a contender. It's everywhere. And it is Tame Impala and Jenny, the Dracula remix. The Jenny remix.
Ooh, I like this one.
Yeah, which we play a lot on this station. And I liked it. You know, we were talking about this song a long time ago before the Jenny remix even came out, just the Tame Impala version. And yeah, this song is everywhere. So I think this is a good contender for Song of the
Same.
Summer.
I love this song.
And it does kind of sound like summer, too.
The upbeat type of vibe.
Yeah. Also on the list, Drake. Janice STFU.
Okay, this song is very popular. So I see hear it everywhere.
Yeah, and we've got formats all over the place. Okay, so this is on the list. I don't know if you've heard this song. I love it. It's by an artist named Stella Lefty. The song's called Boston.
First time hearing it.
Like it when you're nice. Like it when you're nice to me. It's a really good song.
Ooh,
I like it a lot.
Love the sound.
It's got that. That country vibe.
Oh, the folky type of vibe.
Yeah. And speaking of country vibe, also on the short list for Song of the Summer, Ella Langley,
yes!
She's a Texie.
Oh, I love this song. This song is an anthem in our household.
Yeah. These are in no particular order. This song I'm not familiar with. It's by Phoenix Flexin and Perps on the Beat called Rubbers. I don't know this song. Do you know it?
I have never heard this song ever.
This is what the New York Times says is a contender for Song of the Summer. I don't listen to all genres, so maybe this is something I missed out
Why
on.
Why does it sound like something from the 80s?
It does. It totally does. Or something that you'd see like on PBS while they're trying to teach you a lesson on anatomy or something. So there's that. Don Toliver made the list. E85.
Great song. Great album, Octane.
I think that would be my pick for like album of the summer for sure. And then two more. Young Miami, Spend That.
Where they at?
Yeah, I did. I mean, this wasn't big in my world, but I definitely know it's a big song.
It was huge.
Yeah.
Spin it.
Yeah.
Spin it. And then me and James will go, where they at?
And the last one on the New York Times list is Zara Larsson, Midnight Sun. So out of those, what would you pick? And do you have like a dark horse in the running that you would pick for Song of the Summer? 702-364-9400.
I love this Zara Larsson song. I think that is my biggest one. But a very close second is Choosing Texas by Ella Langley.
Yeah, I think if we go just by the numbers, as far as like how big a song was, you got to look at Ella Langley. But if we're going the sound of summer, I agree. Like sonically, I think it is Zara Larsson for sure. Let's talk to Jessica. Jessica, we're talking Song of the Summer. What's your vote for?
Dude, I listen to your programming like on spot, and I'm saying the top of the hour and the beginning of your show, I just might buy Bruno Mars. It always just puts me in a good mood. He just got the street named after him, Bruno Mars at Park MGM. I'm saying that.
That's a really good choice. I'm actually surprised this didn't make the short list here of all the songs on it. That is a good one. We're getting some texts here. Someone says, where's Doja Cat on that? What Doja Cat? Did she come out with some new
album? I'm not sure. Yeah.
This one says, I'm writing in Tyla. I love all of her songs. I mean, is there a specific song? This one says, the Jenny remix, not up for debate. That is definitely the big one. Someone says, nobody is picking Choosing Texas over me. The song is going to own every country fair. Oh, no. So you're agreeing with that one. Yeah, that one, absolutely a huge one.
What about Olivia Dean?
She had quite the summer.
She did.
For sure. She really blew up.
I feel like, though, maybe she peaked a little bit before summer. I feel like this was more like of the spring. Are we doing springs of the song of the spring? I would say Olivia Dean.
We're getting some of the other texts coming in. Daisies by Justin Bieber. Swim should be the best song of the summer from Michelle. A lot of texts for this one by Somber, Homewrecker.
Mm.
I feel like Somber just had a huge year in general.
His songwriting is incredible.
I love him. I love him so much. Did I tell you that we had the same driver as him in New York when
what?
We went there? Okay, so like we ordered a car from the airport to get to our hotel, and the guy is so nice. We're talking to him, and he's got his phone connected to the car, like the CarPlay, and you could see when he was getting text, and he kept getting a text from someone named Thick Vicky. THICC.
Okay.
Thick Vicky. And so finally Matt said something. He goes, man, Thick Vicky keeps texting you. And he starts laughing. He goes, that's actually one of my celebrity clients. And we're like, what? He goes, have you heard of an artist named Somber? And we're like, yes. He goes, that's his name in my phone. Thick Vicky.
Wait, how does he come up with these names?
I don't know if Somber refer to me as Thick Vicky or if the driver just named him Thick Vicky, but that's what he calls Somber.
Well, I feel like Somber's already a nickname within itself, but I'll take Thick Vicky.
I know, exactly. It's Mix 94.1.
Hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
We have an update on the Perez Hilton story during a live stream that took a very dark turn. It wasn't just followers who reached out to authorities. It was TikTok itself that flagged it. The company told TMZ that their automated systems caught the stream within minutes and sent it to their U.S. moderation team through but a moderator error caused a delay before it actually came down off of the feeds. TikTok says they proactively alerted law enforcement to get him support, and they have since banned his account. Perez does remain hospitalized. His family released a statement saying it's been incredibly difficult and emotional for them, made harder by how little information they've been given, but they're hopeful and they have confirmed he is able to communicate. So, you know, sending good thoughts his way and his family's way. Just a sad story all around.
Yeah, I know that you saw the video, and that is it still, you're still thinking about?
I'm really bothered. I was really bothered by it. I didn't seek it out, and I would encourage no. I don't understand how it's still living online like that. It needs to be banned. But yeah, it was just by chance that I was scrolling through TikTok, sometimes when you scroll, you scroll onto a live that's currently happening, and that was one that I scrolled onto, and I was very confused. But yeah, I don't know if either of you see it?
No, I didn't want to see it.
Good.
I don't think I should see it. No. I don't think anyone should go on see it. Like, oh, let me go see someone.
It's very
at their
triggering.
Darkest time.
Yeah, it's very triggering. Also, this morning, onto a lighter note, let's talk about Spider-Man. Spider-Man just keeps setting records all over the place, and Marvel fans were guessing something that now has confirmation. Naomi Watts, the actress, just confirmed something Marvel fans have been wondering, And that is that she is the voice behind Evie, Peter Parker's AI assistant in Spider-Man Brand New Day. She posted a behind-the-scenes moment on Instagram with the caption, "From playing your mom to playing your AI, 100% human-made," which is a nice little callback because Naomi Watts actually did play Tom Holland's mom back in 2012 in The Impossible, which was his very first major movie role. So she's also confirmed to have a moment during the end credits. So, no screen time, but she's definitely in the movie.
I know we like hate on AI, but I think the movie Spider-Man really brought me to like, wow, AI can kind of be your friend when you're the only person in your life. Like Spider-Man, he only had Evie for a second. And that's why I was like, okay, this can kind of be endearing.
Well, I mean, if only AI was really like Evie, right? Who could self-diagnose you and tell you what your blood pressure's at and stuff like that. I would be okay to have something like that. But I mean, maybe one day we'll get there. Who knows?
Talk about how good looking Tom Holland looked in this movie? I'm sorry. With him with the black eyes, I was like, you need to stop, my guy. He looking good.
With the black eyes?
Yes. I was like, okay, wait.
Oh, when he was all beat up?
Hello. No, the black eyes, just the black eyes. Like, he looked really good. And then the abs.
Okay.
When
now I know what you mean. Okay.
Black eyes, yeah. The abs came in. I was like, okay, I've never seen Tom Holland like this.
When he was really Spider-Man.
Yes.
Spider-Man.
Yes.
Finally this morning, this is really funny. I think we should call this number. The group Queens of the Stone Age, they may have just invented something no rock band has ever done before. It's literally a complaint hotline. Queens of the Stone Age has opened their own complaint hotline. You can call the number. It's 760-437-1966. You can call it any time of the day to air your gripes or your grievances, your moans, your groans, any judgments you're just dying to pass. And the band says every complaint gets reviewed personally, with some callers even getting a real live human on the other end.
No way.
Yeah. Wow. Their reasoning is basically sometimes people just need to complain and they're here to listen. What would be, I mean, should we call it?
Yes, let's call it. What would we complain about is the thing.
Maybe let's turn a complaint into a compliment. Like, I don't really want to complain because I think it's cool that they're doing this. Like, complain that they're just too cool for the rest of the world.
Okay.
Like, so I'll think of something.
All right, let me find okay. Real quick. Hold on 1 second. 760-437-1966.
Okay.
Gotta be quick with this one. Okay, and
you've reached the Queens of the Stone Age complaint hotline. The time is now to set the record straight. Press 1 to make a complaint.
1,
press
right?
Press 0 if you have no complaint. You know better. Now's your chance. Let's do the dance. Leave your complaint by voicemail after the tone. Hit pound when you've finished bitching.
Hello, Queens of the Stone Age. I would like to complain. My complaint is that no other band has ever thought to open a hotline just to listen to people vent. And now I'm wondering why no other band has this. Queens of the Stone Age, you just became my favorite customer service department. I want to say thank you. My complaint is this hotline is just so good.
And you really nailed them. Oh. All complaints are reviewed. You'll be hearing from us.
He said your complaint is too long.
No, okay, now I actually do have a legit complaint.
Yeah,
give me longer to complain. Come on. It's Mix 94.1.